Yo, what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 podcast. Talk pro wrestling. What's good, man? It's Friday. I'm back here. We made it back here, man. The weekend is upon us. Good morning, good night, good afternoon. To all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at, in the States, Mexico, Germany, DC, New York, everywhere, man. I appreciate it so much, man. Thank you guys for tuning back in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on the audio side, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and for everyone who's tuning in to the YouTube side here on the 1130 Podcast YouTube channel. Appreciate it, you guys, so much, man. But before we get into the show and time to talk some pro wrestling, definitely, if you haven't done so already, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Yes, the subscribe button ain't It's not supposed to look like the color of my sweater, man. For real. Hit that subscribe button down below. Like it. Leave a comment. Do all that great stuff. And don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, like I said, man, it's time to talk some pro wrestling. Before we get into it real fast, man, if you dig this hoodie, man, and the 1130 Podcast merch, and if you rock with the podcast, definitely hit the link down below. Get you some merch, man. Cop you some merch for real. Man, let's get at it, man, for real. Hey, yo, man, it's been an interesting week in the world of pro wrestling. But this coming Saturday, tomorrow, you guys, we got a huge pay-per-view on the AEW side. AEW Full Gear is going to be taking place in Newark, New Jersey. I know it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be headlined by Jon Moxley versus MJF. The AEW Championship is going to be on the line. I know everybody is... Team MJF, some people, Team Moxley, we don't know. I'm going to dive into all of that AEW Full Gear right now. And also, you guys, I'm going to tap into a little bit more of the Austin Theory, you know, his character on the rise. Ever since last week, he cashed in the Money in the Bank on the United States Championship. And like everyone who were in Louisville, Kentucky, I think this week on Monday Night Raw, that was indeed stupid, though. But I love it. I love it what Triple H is doing. But yeah, we're going to dive into all of that, you guys. NXT Deadline, the new matchup. Oh, man, let's go, you guys. All right, tomorrow night, we got AEW Full Gear, and then it's going down. One of the big matches that is going to be taking place, you guys. I'm used to calling him Daniel Bryan, though. We got Bryan Danielson here. We got Chris Jericho, the Ocho, and we got Claudio and Sammy Guevara. It's a fatal four-way matchup to determine who's going to walk out of AEW Full Gear with the Ring of Honor World Champion. And most importantly, it's going to determine who's going to go into this new Ring of Honor show that AEW is supposed to be, coming together with. And Ring of Honor is supposed to have a primetime, you know, slot. And whoever wins this match is going to be champion going into Ring of Honor's new show. I don't want to say debut, but, you know, kind of like the debut under the AEW umbrella, though. But nonetheless, man, we've seen over the couple of weeks, Trish Jericho, man, just keep reinventing himself. Some people say, hey, man, like, he could just lay it off. But, man, my man is doing... he's doing his damn thing. He's a Hall of Fame guy, and he is the Ring of Honor champion. A lot of people were upset. Me personally, I was confused when he won the Ring of Honor champion. But, you know, looking in hindsight, and like I said a few moments ago, with them coming up with the Ring of Honor TV show, I don't know if they're going to, you know, keep Rampage or replace it with Rampage. I would be cool with that. I like Dynamite and, you know, maybe Rampage, because not a lot of the main stories continue on Rampage, but I digress. Yeah, man, you know, Chris Jericho is the guy to take this into, you know, the new year. And like I said, the new Ring of Honor by him being the Ring of Honor champion. We got Claudio, who's a former Ring of Honor champion, as well as DB, Bryan Danielson. And we got the upstart, and which a lot of people not too fond of right now, Sammy Guevara, also was his backstage stuff, and, you know, him and Tay Conte. But if you want to ask me, and I'm going to give my opinion, and, you know, you're going to ask me who's going to win this matchup right here, man, I would go with Bryan Danielson. I would go with Bryan Danielson, but for some reason, you know, what's going on with the Blackpool Combat Club with Brian Danielson, Claudio, and Yulo. I didn't say his name right at all. Man, no disrespect to him. But what they got going on right now, it seems like it's going to combust, or maybe they can get back on the right track. But if Brian Danielson don't pull this off, I can definitely see him, Chris Jericho, retaining the championship at Full Gear, everybody. Yes, at Full Gear, man. So, yeah, they had a tag team matchup this past Wednesday. Great matchup. But this one right here, Fatal 4-Way, every man for himself. And like I said, Daniel Bryan, man, is hot. I don't think we have seen him win a title in AEW, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, obviously this is the Ring of Honor title. I think it would be, you know, real cool to see Brian Danielson, man, take the W in this Fatal 4-Way matchup, you guys, for the Ring of Honor Championship. Also, another matchup that was announced last week, we seen the reemergence and also the debut of Double J, Jeff Jarrett, in AEW. And I was just on a commission talk. Shout out to my guys, the commission talks, Eric the Joker. Last week I said the show is Sundays at 6. It's actually at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Definitely tune in to him. Shout out to Buzz and Romalo. Shout out to my guy Shiz, man. Yo, he lost his sister and he is going through a rough time. And I'm prayers for you, my guy. Prayers for you. Take as much time that you need right now. And, you know, when you come back, obviously the guys and I, we're going to hold it down. But when you come back, it's, you know, we definitely going to vibe and we're here for you, my guy. Definitely here for you. But yeah, I was on commission talks and Eric was, you know, talking about this match and it was kind of like asking me, and I really don't know too. I really don't have a favorite in this. I don't have a favorite in this. And a lot of people pulling the, you know, 2007, you know, TNA jokes. I wasn't even watching TNA in 2007. I started watching TNA Impact Wrestling about 2011, you know, around the time where Bully Ray and them was there. Styles was there a little bit, but yeah, around 2011. That's 2011, 2010, you know, the whole Bully Ray and Aces and Eights, stuff like that. But to answer your question, if I had to choose who's going to win this match, I say Sting and Darby Allin, with Darby Allin been coming out alone. You know, he's been coming out alone. And he just wanted to regain his confidence. Told Sting, you know, man, just chill, man. Just chill and let me go out there and do my thing. And Darby been doing his thing. This is Sting's first matchup back. A lot of people, Sting, man, woo! He getting older and older. And every other pay-per-view he has, you know, he's going to dive off of something, if not. But, yeah, like I said, I give it to Sting and Sting and Darby Allin. I think Jeff Jarrett. This is his comeback match after the matchup that he had with Ric Flair. It was supposed to be in Ric Flair's last match that I didn't see, and I'm not missing anything. I know a lot of people say, dog, you're not missing nothing at all. I know, man. I'm good. Ric Flair, he retired in 2008 against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 24. Cried his eyeballs out. Had one hell of a send-off the next night on Monday Night Raw. And it's just like Ric Flair, just can't stay away from it, man. He's just addicted to it. Like Moxie said, man, in the ring, man, I'm addicted to all of this, man. But yeah, I'm going to go with Darby Allin and Sting. Who you guys think, man, so far? You know, in these matchups that we got going on, the Ring of Honor Fatal 4-Way Championship, who you guys got? DB, the Ocho, Chris Jericho, Claudio, or Sammy Guevara? And also, we got Darby Allin and Sting taking on Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal, man. So that's gonna be cool. Another matchup we have on the card is the interim AEW Women's World Championship matchup, where we got Toni Storm, the AEW interim women's champion, taking on Jamie Hayter. She's a part of Britt Baker's squad, and you know, Jamie Hayter seems to, you know, coming on a rise, won some matches in a row. She got this big, huge opportunity, and I think this is her second opportunity at the title. excuse me, I'm not sure, but you know, she's getting this championship, and I feel like Britt Baker is gonna screw her in this. You know, she's if the Saraya match with Britt Baker takes place before this match, I feel like Britt Baker is gonna come out and, you know, try to stick her nose in this business, try to help Jamie Hayter in this match. And everybody's gonna be like, yo, man, just chill. You know, you couldn't get it done with Saray, and now you wanna come out here, and now you wanna come out here and try to interfere in my match. Like, come on, like the spotlight always gotta be on Britt Baker, DMD. So I don't know. I don't know, you guys, man. Who do you have in this match, man? I'm telling you. Like, I was chatting with Commission, you know, this past Wednesday, and we were talking about which women match is going to sort of go on first. It really don't matter to me, but I feel like this match right here, Dr. Britt Baker taking on Saraya, a.k.a. Paige, for, you know, for those who, you know, who's normally familiar calling her by Paige, their WWE name. But yeah, I feel like this matchup right here with Britt Baker, who's been the cornerstone of the AEW's women's division for the last 3 years since they've been around. And you got Paige Saraya, who's coming out of retirement. This is her first match in 5 years, man. 5 years. Now, though, no disrespect to the woman who's going to be wrestling for an interim women's championship between Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm. But the matchup between Paige, who has not wrestled in 5 years, who's been trying to get back in the ring. We all seen what happened with Edge, man, and his hiatus from WWE for 10 years, and what happened with Daniel Bryan, man, and just, you know, so many other individuals that making a return. Hell, my guy Warren Marlowe, you know, on the independent scene, you know, who stopped wrestling for a while because, you know, he wanted to hold his kids and his daughter, man, and, you know, just aches and pains and wasn't able to do it for a while. So when you get that opportunity, man, I know it's huge. But like I said, no disrespect to these ladies, Jamie Hayter would be an awesome pick to win this, but I feel like Toni Storm is going to come away with the W, and we're going to get that rematch with Rosa, Thunder Rosa, and Toni Storm. Maybe I'm not sure, but this whole interim world women's champion bullcrap, they can, you know, sort of get, you know, get rid of that. But I get it, you know, I get it. But like I said, Saraya, Britt Baker, man, like I want to go with Saraya. You know, this is her first match back. She haven't wrestled in 5 years. And, you know, when she was with WWE, trying to clear her, trying to get there. And maybe, just maybe, if she stayed there a little longer, now that, you know, Triple H reign over WWE is, you know, full in fact, maybe she would have an opportunity. But knowing WWE, man, and their, you know, precautions for their safety, the safety of their talent, I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, time would only tell, right, man? But who you guys got, man? Who you guys got between Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Saray, man? I'm going to go with Saray. This is the first match back. Britt Baker is an established women's wrestler in AEW. So for Saray to come back, and yeah, I know a lot of people, excuse me, wouldn't want Saray come in and or another former WWE talent to come in and, you know, defeat one of their AEW, you know, originals. I know that would be like, damn, like, come on, another person coming in defeating our originals, like. And another matchup that's going to be taking place tomorrow night in a steel cage match, Luchasaurus against a Jungle Boy. And I think Jungle Boy, he might pick up the W. And this Luchasaurus been throwing Jungle Boy all around. And, you know, I think he, you know, he might get the W. He don't have to pin him. You know, and I'm pretty sure the rules is escaping the cage with both feet hit the floor. And, you know, Jungle Boy could probably do it. You know, he's quick on his feet, you guys. So, we're going to see. We definitely going to see. Another matchup that's going down tomorrow night. The Elite will be back in action, and they coming after they six-man tag team titles. Yes, the Elite will be taking on Death Triangle. And boy, oh boy, we've seen over the last couple of weeks with of the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. You know, the vignette of them returning. Obviously, they got suspended following All Out. Following All Out, you guys, in September. But now the guys, the trios, are back and they look to take their titles back. You guys, who you guys got? Who you guys got, man? Let me know. I'm gonna go with the Elite, but something don't seem like the Elite is gonna walk back in and win their tag team titles, man. For real. Something just don't tell me they're gonna walk back in for their tag team titles. I had the wrong button on that one, you guys. We're gonna get to that main event in just a bit. The Acclaim, yes, man. Man, they got everybody chatting scissor me, man. For real. Okay, yeah, the Acclaim taking on Swerve in our Glory. I feel like this is going to be a great matchup, and this is going to, which we already seen it, you know, a couple of times, but this is going to be a combination of Swerve and Keith Lee turning on one another, and Keith Lee going his own direction and climbing the ladder in AEW to try to become a singles world champion. No disrespect to my guy Swerve. I love him, man. Him and his music, you know, False Accusations, man. For real, like Rick Ross, man. He did his damn thing on Dynamite a couple of weeks ago, man. Like, oh, man. He did his damn thing. But I feel like Swerve and our Glory is going to, you know, disband, go their own ways. Keith Lee, he's going to take over, man. He's going to take over. And hopefully we can get the Keith Lee we've been kind of like waiting for since he came to AEW, but the Acclaim is definitely going to pick up the W, you guys. Yes, pick up the W. Nyla Rose taking on Jade Cargill. Nyla Rose took Jade Cargill's TBS championship and has been going around saying, I'm the TBS champion. Well, the self-proclaimed TBS champion is going to take on the real TBS champion, Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is undefeated, and will Nyla Rose snap her undefeated streak tomorrow night? We're going to find out. Leave a comment down below, you guys. Who are all your picks, man? Yeah, down below, excuse me. Down below. Here on YouTube, you guys, tell me who is going to walk out with the TBS champion. I mean, Jade Cargill needs something new, in my opinion. She's been champion for far too long, and which she could be champion a little longer. But I think let's switch it up. And Nyla Rose is a monster, man. I mean, forget all the politics and the background, all that, man. Like, Nyla Rose she's not to be messed with. And in the beginning, I like how she came out and said, I'm that bitch. Like, I break bitches. And it's time for her to come back to break bitches, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with Nyla Rose over Jade Cargill. I know it's not a favorable choice. But, hey, that's my choice. And I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it, you guys. Okay, the main event, the AEW World Championship is on the line. Jon Moxley, AEW champion, taking on MJF. We all, you know, or, you know, supposed to know, it was supposed to be CM Punk taking on MJF, CM Punk crowning MJF in this huge moment right here. But it's going to be Jon Moxley, in my opinion. No other better person than Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley has worked his ass off. He's been here since the company, the first pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. So, I mean, he's here. And, I mean, like, come on, man. I feel like once MJF wins this, or, you know, if he loses this, it's Jon Moxley's time also. But it's both individuals' time, in my opinion. You know, this could be a double turn. This can go so many ways, but a lot of people have not thought of, what if MJF don't win this? What if he don't win this? You know, after Dynamite this past week, MJF was, you know, sort of celebrating Tony Khan in a way of being a guy who want to bring professional wrestling back to people who love professional wrestling and giving opportunities for guys and girls to go out there and perform on live TV, you know, for fans across the world, you know, and do what they do in love. Because some of these guys, come on, let's admit it, wouldn't hack it in WWE. But, you know, I digress. But yes, MJF, man, just what if he don't win this title? You know, we were all talking about MJF turning babyface and a babyface MJF, and what would that look like? And I think the crowd and the momentum that MJF has, and with everything behind him, if he don't win, that would even put the crowd more on his back. But for some reason, I am digging the heel MJF. I'm really digging it, but I think with the company, you know, with the backstage stuff being in so, you know, turmoil and all this other stuff, man, I mean, MJF is the guy. MJF is the guy, and I think Jon Moxley could just either after this take some time off, or he could just go full heel. You know, like, I bust my ass, you know, you bring an outsider in such as Punk, he get a reception and that shit blows up, but I'm still here and you guys flip-flop on me, you guys boo me, because they booed him on Wednesday night, they booed him, but they cheer the hell out of MJF. So, you know, you know, I would love to see what happens if MJF doesn't win. But when MJF, or, you know, if MJF does win, this is a shift in the world of pro wrestling, man. You got a guy like MJF who's hot, man, who could speak on the mic, who could do it all, man. He could really do it. And, like, I feel like he's the guy who could take you to the next level, you guys, man. What you guys think? AEW Full Gear is going down tomorrow night. It's going live, man. For real, it's going down. Tell me what you guys think, who you guys got, and all that stuff, man. For real. Yo, real fast, you guys. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the show. Don't move. Don't move. You're listening and you're watching to the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Don't move. I'm going to lay a smackdown on that catty ass, man.
With unlimited DVR and personalized recommendations, YouTube TV is live TV reinvented for the 21st century.
I prefer some of the earlier centuries, personally.
He does.
I do.
You can start watching YouTube TV right now without having anything installed in your house.
But having a technician come would motivate me to clean up, so.
You can watch YouTube TV on multiple devices at the same time.
Multiple devices?
But if we watch different shows in different rooms, we drift apart. I don't want to drift apart from you.
I'm so sorry. Try YouTube TV for free. It's everything live TV should be.
Yo, we back here on Talk Pro Wrestling. Appreciate everyone sticking with me throughout the quick break, man. We about to get back into it with all the wrestling talk, man. Yo, as I was chatting before the break, oh, that's my water bottle. I'm squishing, man. Making all this noise and stuff. But once again, appreciate everyone sticking with me throughout the break. And before the break, I was talking about AEW's Full Gear pay-per-view coming up tomorrow night. Leave the comments down below who you guys got and everything. But we're going to move on, you guys. Last week here on the podcast, I was chatting about this particular individual right here. Yes, Austin Theory, man. Austin Theory. And boy, oh boy. Last week, man, it's a difference what a day makes. It's a difference what a year makes. All that, man. Last week, Austin Theory was looked at like, yo, where did he go from here? Like, Triple H really don't like this dude. This dude doesn't have a future. Oh my God, he's going to be buried in a couple of months. We about to not see Austin Theory no more. He cashed in on a mid-card title. The first time ever that ever happened for someone cashing in on a mid-card title that's not the World Heavyweight Championship. But Austin Theory said on Monday Night Raw, in which he sure made sense, man. I mean, come on. He tried to cash in on Brock Lesnar. He tried to cash in on Roman Reigns. I mean, not Brock Lesnar, but, you know, with the SummerSlam match. He tried to cash in at Clash of the Castle. But then you had Theory, the boxer, come in and knock him out. At SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar came down and F5 him. And, you know, that was that. So he's like, bro, like, I wasn't going to be able to cash in on that, bro. Like, I saw that. So he went to the second best title on the show, which is the United States Championship, held by Seth freaking Rollins, you guys. And he did not pick up that victory. No, he did not pick up the victory last week, nor did he walk away with the United States Championship. But this week on Monday Night Raw, a star in Austin Theory has been born. Now, I'll go on record and say, you know, I was digging this kid, even though with the cell phone thing, taking the pictures, even though it was stupid, it was whack. But I was like, something with this kid, man, he got it. You know, the promos, that especially the stuff that he was doing with Johnny Gargano when Johnny made his debut in the first couple of weeks on Monday Night Raw, because those guys were in the way. So their chemistry was just good. It was really, really, really good. And I was like, yo, man, Austin Theory, man, he got something. I don't know what it is, but he got something. This past week, ever since losing the Money in the Bank briefcase, and this past week on Monday Night Raw, having a phenomenal matchup with Dolph Ziggler, you guys. I mean, Dolph Ziggler can make anyone look good, right? Can make anyone look good. But boy, oh boy, did he make Austin Theory look like a star. You know, Austin Theory said, forget the victory. Forget the 1-2-3. I'm going to take all my frustration out on you, because you walked up to me backstage and tried to insult me, though, just because you were able to cash in successfully and win the World Heavyweight Championship back in 2013. And, you know, I was unsuccessful, not only just cashing in, but cashing in on the United States Championship. Like, oh man, but that was amazing. And then after that, you know, beating up Seth Rollins and letting the world know that I'm not no kid. I'm not a kid. I'm not to be played with, in the aggression. That everything that's coming out of Austin Theory, I think for real, if he can get a new theme song, the whole A-Town down, you know, like, we could change that maybe just a little bit. Just maybe a tweak it or something. Man, like, this guy is going all the way, man. I'm telling you, he's the new guy. You got guys like Roman. You got everybody who's established. You got Seth. You got Roman. You got Miz. You got Bray. You got all these guys. Hearing the Miz say on Monday Night Raw a couple of weeks ago, well, this past week on Monday Night Raw, he been there since, what, almost damn 20 years. That blew my mind. But you got this, this month makes 10 years for Seth and Roman Reigns. So right here, Austin Theory, this is the next guy that's going to take the WWE into the future for the next 10 to 15 years, man. For real. Like, Austin Theory is literally on a rise, man, and I'm loving everything he's doing, man. Everything he's doing. I mentioned Seth Rollins, you guys. I mentioned Seth Rollins, who is the United States champion, and what he got going on Monday Night Raw. I think the praise and the credit to Seth freaking Rollins, I don't think he get enough of it. You know, the matchup that he had with Finn Balor this past week on Raw. I mean, just the matchups he had just prior, man, just busting his ass and going out there. And like I said, his 10-year anniversary, sort of dying his hair, you know, similar to what he had it in the beginning, but instead of on the side, like in the back of it, he got it in, you know, in the tip, you know, on the edges and stuff like that. So credit goes to Seth Rollins, man. I just want to see what's next for Rollins, but he got everybody up his ass, man. He really got everybody down his back. He got Bobby Lashley, who says, yo, man, I'm not going nowhere. I want that title back, and I'm going to get it. And not only that, he got Theory, who I was just talking about, who took out Seth Rollins at the end of Monday Night Raw. Now, don't know what's up with Elias right now, but a couple of weeks ago, and you know, obviously Riddle lost his matchup, but I don't know if Elias still in the picture or not. But Seth Rollins got multiple people gunning after him. And I like that. And I like that Triple H made it that way, because, Roman got both titles, even though I was not a fan of both titles splitting up. But, you know, Roman got both titles. He holding both titles over there on SmackDown. And whenever he pops up on Raw, to the rosters, man. So I dig it, man. I definitely dig it, man. Austin Theory on the rise. What you guys think, man? Obviously, the cash in was stupid, but do you feel like Triple H has sort of, you know, he know what he's doing. You know, you just got to let things play out, you know. But after last week, it was like, bro, like, I don't think there's no comeback after that. Like, you cash in on it. You like, really? And then you lose? Okay, like, you cashing in on a title you just had, like, a couple of, you know, months ago. Like, that, and I think that was even more mind-boggling, too, man, for real. Like, okay, but how you guys feel about Theory? And, you know, it's back right now, and, you know, what's next for Austin Theory? Leave the comments down below, and also about Seth freaking Rollins, you guys. All right, you guys, we're going to move on here on the podcast, man. Yo, this past week on NXT, yo, Shawn Michaels, WWE Hall of Famer, had a huge, huge announcement that he needed to make, you guys. A huge announcement that he needed to make. And I was like, what's the announcement? You know, NXT going to be going back on the road. You know, maybe they're going to be, you know, doing a little bit more of that. And I was like, no, I don't think so. A new match that Shawn Michaels announced on NXT this past week, and it's going to fill the void in because Survivor Series is taking, you know, the War Games match in Boston. So NXT is like, yo, man, what we going to do? So Shawn Michaels announced it, that they're going to have a new matchup. Some sort of like a gauntlet matchup. I cannot think of the match on the top of my head. Something like a Survivor, something to that effect, you know, war or whatever. But five men are going to be in this matchup. We're going to start with two. Like I said, it's similar to a gauntlet match, but it's going to be 25 minutes on the clock. And every couple of minutes, someone comes out, similar to other War Games matches. But the trick is, though, you know, you win. The trick is that if, what was it? I think the trick was if you do not, if you get pinned. If you get pinned in the matchup, you got to spend 90 seconds inside of the cage. But the person who has the most pinfalls in the matchup wins the match, and I think get an opportunity at the NXT Championship. I think that's awesome because that's sort of like an Iron Man match. That's a gauntlet match, and it's not necessarily the War Games match, but, you know, with the two rings in the cage. But I mean, that's kind of like three matches in one, and I'm really digging that, bro. I'm like really, really digging that NXT Deadline, you guys. That's going to be going down December 10th, same day as Ring of Honor Final Battle, man. Another match that's going to be taking place at Full Gear, Samoa Joe is going to be in action against Wardlow and Powerhouse Hobbs, man. Boy, oh boy. The championship is going to be on the line. That's going to be a dope matchup, too. NXT hit-to-hit with Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, man. So that was a huge announcement that was made up on that was announced. Not made up, but a huge announcement that was made on NXT this past Tuesday, guys. Man, before we head on out of here, we got Survivor Series coming up next week on the podcast, you guys. I will be talking about Survivor Series, another matchup that's been announced. AJ Styles will take on Finn Balor. This has been, this matchup has greatness written all over it. We've seen these two go head-to-head in the past, but now that, you know, AJ got the OC and Mia Yim with him, which, you know, I don't think that's going to make too much of a difference, though, because Styles is Styles, and, you know, Finn Balor got the Judgment Day behind him. But these two are going to go one-on-one at Survivor Series. This matchup was made this past week on Monday Night Raw, and we seen the formation of Team Damage Control with Bayley, Io, and Dakota, and Nikki, along with Rhea Ripley. And they're going to take on Mia Yim, who did not have an impressive return match on Raw against Tamina, man. I was like, ooh, okay. Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and the Raw Women's Champion, my girl, Bianca Belair. I feel like this matchup right here, Bianca team is going to lose, resulting with Alexa Bliss turning on Bianca, which, you know, if excuse me, if it's I believe it's going to come down to Bianca and Alexa Bliss, and Alexa Bliss is going to turn on Bianca, and that's where they're going to get that, because lately it just seems like Alexa, she ain't with it. She ain't with it. She want to get back on her her solo shit. She want to get back on winning the women's championship, and she just not trying to fall in line and play these, you know, team games. So, and obviously we've seen what, you know, the Bray Wyatt thing that happened, you know, some weeks ago, you know, backstage, you know, when she was, you know, talking before a championship matchup. So, yeah, man, like, it's a lot going on, man. Man, we got SmackDown tonight. Sarah Logan made her return with the Viking Raiders. So we're going to see where that goes, because they took out Legado del Fantasma and Hit Row last week on SmackDown. So I'm interested to see where that all leads. Obviously, the internet blew up when Sarah Logan returned and the look that she had. And a lot of people were saying she was ripping off an indie wrestler. I'm not 100% sure on that, but man, you know, glad to see her back, man. Really, really glad to see her back. Triple H is really bringing a lot of people back, man. Like, ooh, what did you guys think about Triple H reign right now and so far in the WWE, man? I'm loving it. Another thing on SmackDown, looking forward to. We didn't see Sami Zayn last week. I think Sami Zayn may have been dealing with something, you know, personal family issues, which definitely they said he was dealing with some personal issues on SmackDown. But Sami Zayn looks like he's going to be the last member of the Bloodline to take on Drew McIntyre and the Brawling Brutes with one extra mystery opponent. Who would it be? Who is it going to be, you guys? We're going to tune in for SmackDown tonight, you guys. Oh, man, it's got a lot going on this week. It's been a great show of Talk Pro Wrestling, you guys. We also seen LA Knight and Bray Wyatt face-to-face last week. I do not want to see Bray Wyatt touch anybody. No, don't touch nobody, Bray. Just keep telling the story that you got going on. Where have you been? And all of this, Uncle Howdy, I've been hearing Bray Wyatt want Bo Dallas and Eric Rowan a part of his group. Man, Bray, he's an intelligent guy, man. But, yo, the world of pro wrestling is on fire this coming week and also next week, man, with Full Gear tomorrow night. And next week, we got Survivor Series. And in December, we got NXT Deadline and Ring of Honor Final Battle. A lot going on, you guys. Yo, this has been a great show. I'm about to head on out of here, man. And before I go, one last time, hit the link down below. Get you some merch. Get you some podcast merch. Support the 1130 podcast. If you rock with it, support it the long way, man. For real. I appreciate it a lot. Also, a reminder, the latest episode of the main show, the 1130 podcast show, that dropped this past Wednesday on YouTube and Spotify with my guy, Dr. Shock Lou from Shock Lou Dreams Podcast. Make sure you tap in with him and subscribe to Shock Lou Dreams Podcast. Check out the episode. It was a dope-ass episode, man. One of the best episodes I had. Definitely tap in with that. Also, Beyond 1130. Beyond 1130, you guys. Yes, it's coming in 2 weeks, you guys. December 1st. It is going down. You make sure you tap in. Make sure you be there. Lock in with it and subscribe. Yes, hit that subscribe button down below. What you waiting for, man? Definitely. For everybody on the audio side, definitely hit the 5-star rating and the review. Man, for real, tell everyone about the 1130 podcast. You did. Man, this was a great show. Before I head on out of here, you know what time it is. Don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at the 1130 podcast. Like the 1130 podcast on Facebook. And once again, man, once again, subscribe to the 1130 podcast here on YouTube. You dig? Follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to get the hang of it and get some new videos going on. I've been kind of like posting more podcast clips and stuff, but definitely follow the 1130 podcast on TikTok. You dig? And follow me on Instagram at the 1130 podcast _. Man, this was a great one. I'm about to head on out of here, you guys. Lunchtime is just about on over. I'm about to give me some lunch. Hope you guys enjoy wrestling tonight, tomorrow night. Hell, if you're watching every night, enjoy it. Before I go, shout outs real fast. Shout out to Off the Top Ropes Podcast. Shout out to The Buzzing with Marlo. Shout out to The Wrestling Asylum. Shout out to The Dirty Heels Podcast. The Jobber Tales Podcast. The Wrestling DeLorean Podcast. Yo, man. Shout out to Clock Street Wrestling Podcast. Shout out to, High Off the Top Ropes Podcast. Shout out to, shout out to the Dope World News Podcast. Man, shout out to all the podcasts out there, all the wrestling podcasts. Make sure you tell a friend about the 1130 Podcast. And yeah, that's how I go, man, for real. Another Friday, another episode of Talk Pro Wrestling in the books. I see you guys next episode. This was a fun one, man, as it always for me, man. Solo dolo guest, man. It didn't even matter. We had to hop into it and get something off the chest, man. Yo, this was a great one. Yo. Everyone, stay safe out there, man. It's crazy times, man, but definitely stay warm. Definitely get you a hoodie, man. Hit the link in the bio. Definitely. Stay fresh. Yo, for myself, Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels, stay blessed, stay safe. Give all the glory to God, man, for real. Yo, I'm out.